Good morning and welcome back, everybody. It is Wednesday, July 22nd. My name is Darian Phillips. I am joined by your co-host, Simran Sandhu. And as always, it is an absolute pleasure to have you join us on today's episode of the 5-Minute Drill, brought to you by Up5 Media. And up first to bat today is President Trump with two big announcements. First, Mr. Trump appears to be clawing tooth and nail to win back voters and reassure an anxious American population by bringing back the evening coronavirus news conference that he abandoned months ago. The daily briefing will give President Trump the opportunity to get in front of millions of Americans on a regular basis, which his campaign sees as critical during a time when rallies aren't taking place.
And President Trump also whipped out his almighty ink pen yesterday to sign a memo that is meant to exclude unauthorized immigrants from being taken into account when the government divides up congressional seats. At this point, non-citizens are accounted for when determining how to apportion the 435 House seats, and the new order from the president could be crucial in shaping future immigration policy, according to the Wall Street Journal.
And another day brings yet another proposal from Joe Biden, and this time it pertains to childcare. The Democratic presidential candidate proposed a $775 billion package that would be used to help families pay for childcare as well as elderly care in a time of such financial strain. Mr. Biden claimed the proposal would be funded by rolling back tax breaks for real estate investors with incomes of more than $400,000 annually, in addition to enhanced tax compliance and enforcement.
And while we already know that the U.S. and China relationship is on the rocks, we can now add hackers into the mix. The U.S. just accused two hackers in China for targeting U.S. firms pursuing coronavirus research, while also alleging that they stole hundreds of millions of dollars in confidential information while working for Beijing's top spy service, according to the Wall Street Journal.
And if we take a trip across the pond, we'll see that our friends over in Europe just reached an agreement to roll out a $862 billion aid package to help support countries in the southern part of the EU. The aid package is considered absolutely vital, given that many of the southern countries had yet to fully recover from the 08 crisis, entering this pandemic with extremely high levels of debt, which has ultimately limited their ability to support their economies over the past few months.
And as we transition over to the private sector, Robinhood has been the talk of the town for the past several months, but outages and reckless traders have held them back. As a result, they just canceled their launch plans for the UK, which would have been the startup's first international expansion. Now the online brokerage wants to enhance its core business before making further investments abroad.
And it turns out the widespread advertising boycott launched against Facebook has finally spurred the company into taking action to resolve their policing and racial bias issues. Facebook claimed they have created a quote-unquote equity and inclusion team dedicated to studying how Black and minority users are affected by the company's algorithm in comparison to white users.
And it was a tough day for social media giant Snap, whose shares fell by almost 10% after reporting slow revenue growth in the second quarter, but they do have a few things to be excited about. One, the company experienced a 4% increase in Snapchat daily user growth over the past 3 months, and second, the company expects advertising revenue to increase in the near future. Another company with an optimistic outlook after a disappointing Q2 is Coca-Cola. Sales fell 28% over the past quarter, but the company says the worst is officially over, and they expect sales to increase in both Asia and Europe.
And if we make a turn over to markets, we'll see that a mixture of rising energy shares and the recent EU aid package that we mentioned earlier in the episode helped carry the Dow to an increase of 60 basis points on the trading day. The S&P also had a modest day with an increase of 20 basis points. However, the NASDAQ didn't follow suit, falling nearly 80 basis points on the day.
And that's a wrap for this Wednesday morning. Have a great day, everyone, and we look forward to catching you bright and early Thursday morning as we continue our journey to redefine how you experience news.